back. Plant Tricky just punches the kickoff over the first level defense. Taken, I think that was Evan Allen, and he'll be tackled at the 36-yard line, and that's where Highlands will begin possession here, first and 10. As the sun tries to peek out behind the cloud, Halliston in the shotgun. Halliston, going to be a draw play. Harris running back to his left, diagnosed by Cardwell. He's going to get him in the backfield. Loss of two, second and 12. Halliston rolls to his left, looking to throw. Now being pressured outside the pocket. Looked like a hole, no call. Going to float it down to Harris. He's got him complete down past midfield, down the 40-yard line.
Landon was put in a little tough position there.
If Landon was in a no-win situation, either come get the quarterback or go in coverage and got caught in the middle. So big completion down to the 40-yard line. First and 10 Highlands at the Collins 40. First possession of the second half. Halston turns, gives to Harris. He's through the first level of defense, spinning forward down to the 25. I mentioned that, Scott, in the first, at halftime rather, that why we didn't see him run the ball more. Big 15-yard gain on first down. Highlands knocking on the door here, first and 10 from the Collins 25. Halston turns, he'll give to Harris. Harris trying to get to the outside. Nice tackle by Wyatt Williamson. Gets him for maybe a short loss. Loss a half yard. Back just outside the 25-yard line. Second and 10. Halliston stays shotgun. Dropping straight back. Collins like we're trying to bring pressure. Down in the middle of the field, underthrown.
Ball might have been tipped. Maybe the ball came out.
And I was going to say is just when you start getting hit a lot and you start getting pressure in your face,
yeah,
you kind of bail that. Look, he bailed on the throw, but you're right, it might have been deflected.
It looked like it came out head over head, yeah. You know.
End over end?
End over end, yeah.
Ooh. See, Bushy Wells trying to jog it off on the sideline, Scott.
Yeah, Bushy's been out a lot here. I don't know if he got dinged
up
early.
Third and 10. Halliston dropping straight back. Plenty of time to throw. Still plenty of time. Being chased by Buck Wilson now. Buck chasing him outside the pocket and
he's out of bounds.
Out of bounds. Incomplete down at the 17-yard line. Would have been short of a first down.
Highlands probably going to go for it.
And Highlands will go for it, fourth and 10 from the 25-yard line. See if Collins can make one more defensive play. 10:30 to go here in the third quarter. Fourth and 10 Highlands. Halliston takes a snap. Being chased by Nathan Sames. Got a man open down at the 13-yard line. Complete.
Low, nice catch.
Ryan Green, I believe. And it'll be first and 10 Highlands at the 13-yard line. Nice throw, nice catch by Ryan Green.
Went down low and picked it up right off the ground. It's a nice play.
Sames trying to come on a blitz, couldn't quite get there.
Yeah, nice job picking it up by Highlands.
They'll stay in the shotgun, first and 10 at the Collins 13-yard line. Halliston turns, he'll give to Harris. Harris going off left tackle. Going to spin down close to the 5-yard line. They'll mark him down at the 6. Second and 3 from the 6-yard line.
Ryan Watkins come in and play a little defense.
They'll stay in the shotgun. Second and 3. Halliston, Harris to his right in the shotgun. Tries to draw Collins off. Got 5 seconds to go. And going to hand it to Harris. Harris to the middle of the defense. He'll go in for the touchdown. And for the first time today, Highlands is ahead on the scoreboard. 13-10. Highlands takes the opening drive of the third quarter down the field for first lead of the game. They lead it now 14-10. Highland set to kick it off. Jared Daugherty set to kick it off. Dre Ferris, Messiah White, Elijah Jones all standing back at their 10-yard line. Ball falls off the tee. They'll reset. I'd like to thank some of our underwriters before we kick this one off. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, along with Max Care and also Jacoby Sales. Thanks so much for your support. Daugherty set to tee it off, or kick it off. He'll kick it off. Dre Ferris will catch it at his own 5. Going straight up the middle of the field. Dre trying to make a man miss. Nothing there. Good coverage. He'll be tackled at the 20-yard line by Jalen Harris. Or Jalen Hayes, I should say. So Collins will take over at their own 20. Good coverage on that kick by Highlands.
Highlands does a good job on those kicks. They ain't seen too many people kick the ball to Dre this year. They're kicking it right down there to him and doing a good job of covering the kick.
First man there tripped him up was Ryan Green. For Highland. So Collins will have to go the length of the field here, 80 yards. They're going to look to go back on top. They'll come out pistol formation. This time, Dre Ferris on the back of the pistol. Page takes the snap. Going to run option to the right. Going to cut it up. Going to now flip it back to Dre. Over the 20 to 25. maybe just short of the 25. They'll mark him down to 24, so gain of four on first down.
Something you've seen him run a little bit the last couple weeks. Just a little different look, trying to give somebody a different look, something else they had to think about. Nice, so, really picked up about 5 yards, yeah. Like you said.
Second and six here from the 24. Page looks to the sideline, looking for the play to be signaled in. Still 10 on the play clock. Page will stay in the shotgun. Watkins split to his right. Two receivers each side of the field. Page takes the snap, fakes the handoff, going to run to his right to himself. Breaks to the 30, the 35, the 40. Cuts to the midfield. Makes a man miss. Going to be tackled down close to the 45-yard line. Little read option. Caught. Highland's in a blitz coming from the other side. And a nice read by Lawson Page. So nice. Highland's over midfield.
Showed some nice speed out there, too. Kind of cut the ball back. Picked up another, added probably about 10 more yards.
Yep. So they'll mark him down at the 47-yard line of Highlands, first and 10. Collins will go with four receivers to the left. Nathan Sames, a lone receiver, to Page's right. And it'll be a quick screen to Dre Ferris. He's hit in the backfield by number 30, Thomas Robleski.
He read that all
for a three-yard loss.
Almost got their time enough to pick it off.
Sure did. So second and 13, ball at midfield.
Collins has been kind of up and down on first down this tonight, you know.
Yeah.
It's a couple of losses and games, you know, haven't really been great on first down.
Pistol formation, Watkins on the back of this time. Turns, he'll hand, no, actually he's going to fake it. Going to take it himself to the 45, down the 40. Get to the sideline to the 35, down inside the 35 for a first down to the 32. And you said that, Scott, in the first half, that, or I think I mentioned it, and you brought it, but the bigger point was, Ryan Watkins running from the pistol. They really clogged the middle. You thought you'd see a little counter to that.
They just keep, yeah.
And that's exactly what they did. They faked it out of the pistol to Watkins.
And now since he's ran it that way a couple times, it might open up a little bit for Ryan to run up the middle here.
So Collins has it first and 10 from the Highlands 31-yard line. Highlands leads it 14-10. 7:10 to go in the third quarter. Page will stay in the shotgun. Watkins split to his left. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Fakes a quick screen. We got Nathan Sames down to 15. Cuts inside to the 10. Trying to make another man miss to the 5.
That's just what you call play off a play right there. They fake the throw out here to Dre that he just ran. They all bid on it. Nathan Sames wide open. Now Collins has to get the ball in the end zone. Last time they down here, I think they had a mid loss like 4 yards on the first down. So first and go inside the 4.
Buck Wilson and Mark Bradford will check in as it looks like Collins will go to their heavy package.
I don't see Messiah out there, so they brought the bigger lineman in, but I don't think they've run.
And I think they're going to have to take a timeout on this one because the play clock's running down to 5. And they will. Collins will have it first and goal from the 4, but some good play calling by Coach Lucas has run some counters off of some things Highlands has taken away from them and really capitalized with some bigger plays here in the first drive of the third quarter.
Yeah, that was just a great play call right there. You know, they faked that number 30 bit so hard on the last little screen pass to Dre that just left the middle of the field wide open, and nice pass by Lawson. Lawson's playing real well here. I'm sorry. On his first drive for Collins in the second half.
Seems like when Lawson gets involved in the run game, it just makes his overall game that much better. But as you mentioned, been extremely good here in the third quarter on this first drive. Let's see if they need to really punch this one home. They got it down there at the end of the second quarter and had a negative play on first down and really could not recover from that.
I'd like to see him just kind of give the ball to Ryan here, see if he can't try to get, you know, up the middle. Just use some power running behind their big offensive line. Offensive line's played great all night, really. You know, that's one thing different from last year. These guys come down here, a lot of these guys were freshmen, you know, playing offensive line. These guys have grown up a lot and have done a great job here so far. But Collins definitely has need to push his hand from here.
6:27 to go here in the third quarter of play. Highlands leads at 14-10. Collins has it, though, first and goal from the Highlands 4. Come back. It looks like Collins will go to their heavy package formation, which when they bring in an extra offensive lineman, which is Mark Bradford, they've also brought in Buck Wilson.
Chris Jones.
And Chris Jones.
Jones usually in there. Yeah. Somebody besides Chris. Who is that? 70. Oh, is that Trey?
That's Trey, yeah. So here we go. First and goal. Page will be under center. Dre on the back of this I formation. Turns. Going to hand to Watkins. Watkins trying to weave his way through there. Not much there. I think he'll be stopped for maybe, it's like no gain. Try to run a little counter there. I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't mind.
Spread it out.
I'm going to bring you way back here. This tight formation, I think the little option play with it.
They ran earlier.
Yeah, might work. Back under center. Turns, he's going
get
to get to Dre. Dre trying
get
to get to the corner of the end zone. Get it!
Tight!
Come on, Dre! And Dre just used his speed to get to the corner and got in just inside the pylon. And we've got an injured player here for Highlands.
Where's it?
Getting up slowly. Number three, Justin Wire. Jackson Bardo.
I'm looking out on the field. He's on the sideline. I see him, man.
But Collins answers back from the touchdown drive of Highlands, and that was a big drive, Scott.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times, one thing you don't count for when you're playing defense is a quarterback running, and I thought that was a big loss and ran a lot of runs. You know, you'll hear a lot of times that, you know, defenses just don't key on that guy. You know, a lot of times, sometimes they'll have a spy or whatever, but I thought Lawson run the football right there. Kind of got him going. Great play call by Coach Lucas, the fake out there to Dre, Nathan Sain's wide open. We mentioned how many times Dre affects the game without really touching the ball.
Bardo up and running across the field seems to be okay. Cricky on for the extra point attempt. Snap back, kick up, and like every one of them, kick nearly blocked. But it's good. So Collins answers back. And they take the lead right back. They lead it 17-14. You're listening to Titan Football in the Class State 4A Final here on Power 93.3 WXLN Radio.
This is Power 93.3 WXLN, a ministry of Bullock Broadcasting Company. Thanks for listening.
Little Caesars Pizza of Shelbyville is proud to support the Martha Lane College Titans and hope they win the game. While you're listening to the game, enjoy some great pizza from Little Caesars. Check out their $5 hot and ready all day, every day. Also, the three meat treat crazy deal going on. Plus, hot and ready value and variety for you. Ultimate Supreme, three meat treat, and plus the best breadsticks in town. Go Titans, go all the way. From Little Caesars Pizza of Shelbyville, Little Caesars underwrites WXLN programming. Get a free 2-liter with any pizza.
All right, welcome back here to Bowling Green, Kentucky, on the campus of Western Kentucky University, the Class State 4A Final. Both teams have exchanged touchdowns to start the third quarter of play. Collins regains the lead 17-14. Lanton Cricky back on to kick it off. Back deep for Highlands will be number 91, Nick Kendall.
You know, we mentioned
and number 23, Jalen Hayes.
We mentioned Bushy not being out on the field. This is really, really yep. missed. It's on special teams. Bushy on the sidelines, kind of trying to walk. It must be some kind of quad or something because he seemed to kind of stretch it out down there.
Cricky going to be an onside and going to be fielded at midfield. Nice field of the ball by Bo Hodge. And they'll actually give him forward progress just over midfield to the 49. So Highlands with a short field. Nice job fielding that ball. That ball was hit hard and low. Never took a bounce up.
No.
We kind of could have a little bit of bounce up might have been set. Holliston back. Shotgun formation. Four receivers. Harris the lone back in the backfield here.
I can tell you what these guys are going to run. Most of the time these coaches
out.
Are
oh, yeah.
Loud.
Yeah. Holliston looking over the defense. Takes it. Going to hand it off to Harris. Harris trying to get it out. That nice play by one of the Nash brothers.
I think it's Gabe.
Michael Nash.
That's what I guess. I had a 50-50 shot there.
And Harris a little shaken up. Looks like he's got a left shoulder injury. And he's hobbling off. Number 23,
Jalen Hayes.
Jalen Hayes checking in. Gain of two on that last play. Second and eight. Allison turns. Going to be a delayed handoff to Hayes. Hayes down to the 40 and tackle from behind. Maybe about Masai White, about a yard short. Going to bring up third and one.
Nice recovery there by Masai. It looked like he had a lot of room to run. That Dre coming in for safety for Pookie. Pookie got a little cramped up on that kickoff return.
Third and one. Halliston turns. He'll hand to Hayes. Hayes going to get the first down. Tackled by Masai White, but he'll gain three down to the 36-yard line. Got Chris Jones checking in here for Wyatt Williams, and Wyatt hobbling off just a little bit. First and 10, 36-yard line. Halliston going to be a quarterback run. Down to the 35, looking to cut it in the middle of the field. Down to the 30, inside the 25 to the 23-yard line. Just a design run the whole way.
They were Collins bring. I mean, Highlands bring so many guys. They look like a hockey. What do you call it?
Line shift.
Line shift. They bringing so many guys after every play. It's crazy.
Ball to 23-yard line. First and 10. Highlands. 4:40 to go here in the third quarter of play. Collins leads it 17-14. Holliston looks over the defense, turns. He'll hand to Harris, who's back in the game. Nothing there. He'll be stopped maybe for a yard gain. Good job by Leland Carwell and Messiah White, along with Buck Wilson on that last stop.
Except for a couple of turnovers, this has been a clean play game. Probably no flags, and it's what you expect out of two great teams here in the finals.
So gain of one, second and nine from the 22-yard line. Holliston going to be a delayed handoff to Harris once again. Down to the 15. He's close to the first down.
He got it.
Down to the 13-yard line. And he's slow to get up once again, and he's definitely favoring his left shoulder.
I think there might be a measurement here. It's short. Looks like it's short to me. They're right measuring.
Yeah, I think they're going to measure. Official timeout for a measurement. Do you think he's got it or what?
What do you think?
What's your call?
I'm going to go.
You've been wrong all day. So.
I think he's got it. I kind of wish he did have it because I don't want to give him an extra down.
Yeah, true. Stretch the chains out here.
Short. Man, that thing's short. If it's short, it's an
and
inch.
It's just maybe
basically
2 or 3 inches short.
Really tough call. Really tough play. Man, you know, if you can stop them here and then make it fourth down, but, you know, third and inches, right, it's just a free play.
Now, third and short before, we've seen Highlands go to their Wildcat formation and put Zach Harris, their running back.
I don't see their quarterback out there either, unless he might be on the side. He's off the field, so it's probably what you're going to see here again.
So third and inches for Highlands at the 13-yard line. Need a false start.
That's right. A bad snap.
A bad snap. There you go. We'll take that. Harris is in Wildcat formation. Waiting for the clock to be reset. Now they started ready for play. Trying to draw him off. Nothing there. He'll reset things. 3:38 to go. Harris, Wildcat formation, takes a snap. Going to run it straight at the middle of the field. He'll have the first down. Didn't get much.
But didn't need much.
And didn't need much. He got maybe a yard down to the 12. Tackled by Mark Bradford on that last play. 3:30 to go here in the third quarter. Collins leads it 17-14. But Highlands knocking on the door here once again. They'll go back to the shotgun. Holliston back in formation. Harris split to his right. Turns. He's going to hand to Harris. And he's hit behind the backfield by Pookie Murphy. But he spins forward. Will lose maybe a half yard.
Nice play there. Landon got there first. Kind of threw him off his path. And then Pookie and then I think it's Mark Bradford finished that up over there.
Lose a half yard there, second and 10. Halston's right back in the shotgun. Now he raises up, looks to the sideline. They look to call in a play. 2:50 to go here in the third quarter. Holliston, not a good snap, takes it anyway. He's going to run with it, running on the right side. Got a hold. It's going to be a hold, I believe. He's hit hard, knocked out of bounds at the 5, but I believe we got a hold. I think it was on Chris Jones.
I believe so.
On the outside. Wait for the official call.
I believe that's the first holding call on either side tonight.
Got Leland Carl a little shaken up. Leland holding his left shin, and this penalty was a couple yards behind the line. So that's going to back things up all the way to the 23-yard line. It's going to be second and 21. Holliston back in the shotgun. Takes a snap, rolling to his left, looking to throw. Still looking. And throws it well out of bounds, being pressured by Buck Wilson on the last play. And a big third down here coming, Scott.
Once
it seems
again,
like to me,
down.
If you can get pressure in his face, he struggles with accuracy on the ball. And I guess most quarterbacks do. I guess that's what separates the great ones from the okay ones.
Collins going to more of a three-down line here.
See, Buck Wilson holding his right hand as well. He's kind of shaking things off. He's still going to stay in there.
Collins, yeah, bringing in an extra defensive back. Took out
Mark third Bradford. And 21. Holliston setting in the pocket. Now being chased. Here comes on the backside pressure. Got a man well underthrown in the end zone. And I think it was Buck Wilson once again. Hit Holliston from the back.
A little late pressure there also by Ryan Watkins. Kind of came on, not really a delayed blitz. He just kind of came late once he started
rolling
down. It's
almost like he was spying on the quarterback. Mm-hmm. And once he saw that the quarterback, there's no backs coming out.
A long field goal attempt here, 40 yards. 40 yards.
Jared Daugherty on for the extra point attempt, as we mentioned.
Watch for the faker.
A left-footed kicker.
That's a long fake, isn't it?
Yeah, fourth and 21. They'll go for the field goal.
You can't do that, I'm sure.
False start. That's going to back things up. That'll make it a 45-yard attempt.
I didn't know.
Scott, in these conditions, even a college kicker is going to struggle from 45.
Yes.
What is it?
Oh. Yeah, I didn't know. Knowing our luck, it would have been an unsportsmanlike
penalty. That's what I was thinking or something, because they were jumping up and down. But.
So this will back things up. Ball marked at the right hash. Daughtry will attempt a 45-yarder. Snap back, kick up, and it's going to be short, well short. If we had Auburn here, they would have returned that one for a touchdown.
Chris Davis back there.
Good hold by the Titans defense, Scott.
It's kind of interesting. You know, maybe you think about putting somebody like Dre back there on that, but good field position anyway.
They will in high school football, I think, right? It makes the end zone. It
ball to the 20.
That's the only thing in the end zone you couldn't return anyway.
You're exactly right. I forgot about that rule. Oh,
and,
yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah.
That's just forget the whole thing.
Forget the whole thing. But in
take back 5 minutes.
28-yard line is where the line of scrimmage was before.
Nice
with the
stand
field goal,
the
it'll back it up to the 20.
Yeah, nice stand there by the Titans.
So Collins will come back out. They lead it 17-14. 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Page back in the shotgun. Two backs in the backfield with him. Turns. And we're going to have a flea flicker. And he's looking for a man. He's going to get it to Dre first at the 20. It's a 25 to 30. 35. Stiff arms a man out of bounds at the 37 or 8-yard line. Good checkoff by Lawson Page. As they had the flea flicker, the reverse flea flicker, pressured. I think it was 18, Brady Murray.
He got his tackle landing back there.
I'm sorry. Is that 18 or 10? That's 18, Brady Murray. And he checked it off to Dre Ferris, and he picks up 18 yards at the 38-yard line. Page will stay in the shotgun. Looks over the defense. Rolling to his left, looking to throw. Squares his shoulders and hits Landon Force down to 45, wrestled out of bounds at the 44-yard line. And once again, it's Forrest and Brady Murray hooking up here against Scott. They just hooked up on the last play.
Brady kind of grabbed him around the head there. Nice. I mean, nothing illegal.
No. But they just two plays in a row they've had major contact.
That's
in.
What we like. Trey Axon is still at center. We had talked about he kind of come off holding his hand earlier on that kick on that what was it? The extra point, I think. Yeah.
Landon Force checks out. E.J. Burke checks in.
Landon probably needs a little break here.
And Collins going to be forced probably to call a timeout unless they get things going. 5 seconds on the play clock. Pistol formation. 3 seconds. Page gets it off. He'll hand to Watkins. Watkins trying to get the outside of the 40. Down to the 35. Cuts it back. Rattles a man down to the 30. Inside the 30 to the 29.
Run it down her throat.
And Watkins appears a little shaken up.
He's all right. He ain't coming out.
I think it's just maybe I'm going to knock the breath out of him.
Probably hard.
Oh, like concrete. Because he hurdled a man into 30.
17-yard gain, first down.
I feel like my Bernie Kosar there. Run it down their throat.
And he's marked out at the, or marked down, I should say, at the 27-yard line. First and 10, Collins from the 27. Watkins stays in. He's to the right of Page in the backfield. Lawson takes the snap, dropping straight back across the middle of the field. Got to complete the landing force, and he covers up after about an 8 or 9 yard
yeah,
game.
Laughing because he just got knocked.
I tell you what, that's E.J. Burke. I'm sorry.
Oh, it was E.J.
E.J. Burke. Sorry. Nice catch by E.J.
E.J. said, I'm just going to get hit. I'm just going to curl up here and just try to hope it don't hurt too bad.
So gain of 9 on that last play.
Nice job by E.J. right there.
Second and 1 from the 18-yard line. Page stays in the shotgun. Watkins split to his right. Two receivers each side. Page drops straight back. Looking. Escapes the defense.
Run!
Page looking. Needs to run it. Now he's going to hook it upfield down to 15. And going to be tackled at the 12. I think if he'd have tucked that under a little bit earlier, Scott could have probably got inside the 10.
Yeah, but I'm not going to complain about loss.
No.
These are me to say I'm up here 400 feet in the air and cold, and I'm looking and running.
Of course, he'd already made three men miss by the time he did
he did. He did a great job of extending that play. Had a little pressure there from the outside.
So he's Down at the 13, Collins will have it. First and 10 here from the 13-yard line.
Once again, need to put this in the end zone.
Need to get in the end zone. They'll go with a bunch formation to the left. Turns. He's going to hand to Watkins. Watkins.
Run.
Cuts it to the 10. He'll be tackled there. 3-yard gain. Nice tackle by number 20, Griffin Erlich.
My boy landing in number 18.
They just seem to hook up a lot, don't they?
Yeah, they're going at it right now. Just competing out there. Either both teams, both kids are playing hard.
So this will be the end of the last play if they want to take it, or they can choose to take it to the fourth quarter.
If it's me, I take it to the fourth quarter.
14 seconds.
No, I think they're going to have to run the. No, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Coach Lucas.
Page all alone in the shotgun. Five receiver set. Three to the right, two to the left. Page takes the snap. Quick pass to Sames.
Get it! Touchdown! Oh! Yeah, baby! Spun through two defenders into the end zone.
And Collins has opened up their biggest lead of the night, 23-14. Quickie on for the extra point. And a nice play, nice throw by Page, but a heck of a spin by Nathan Sames to get him in the end zone. Blanton Crickey on for the extra point attempt. This would make Collins' biggest lead regardless. And no good. Was slightly blocked and went under the crossbar. So into the third quarter of play, Collins leads it 23-14. You're listening to the Class State 4A Final in Titan football here on Power 93.3 WXLN Radio.
WXLN programming is underwritten by MaxCare Urgent Treatment Center, located at 101 Stonecrest Road in Shelbyville. MaxCare provides immediate care for adults and children. MaxCare provides a wide range of immediate medical services for ailments including ear, throat, and sinus infections, eye injuries, bronchitis, asthma, respiratory infections, bone fractures and lacerations, sports injuries and falls. MaxCare is your first stop for immediate care. 633-2233.